Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to All of It. I'm Allison Stewart. Thank you for spending part of your day with me. Angelique Kidjo has been a performer ever since she was a little girl growing up in the West African country of Benin. Her voice and expansive approach to music has brought her all over the world. She's released 15 full-length albums and won 3 Grammys, in addition to a slew of other accolades. But in her most recent work, Angelique has been exploring Africa's influence on popular music across the globe. Her last album reimagined the iconic Talking Heads album, Remain in Light. And now this week, her new work will be released. It's called Celia, and is a tribute to the music and life of Cuban legend Celia Cruz. Let's hear a clip from the song, Bemba Colora.
Pa' mí, tú no eres nada. Tú tienes la bemba colora. Pa' mí, tú no eres nada. Tú tienes la bemba colora. Canta tu rumba. Canta tu son, tu guarachita. Y tu danzón ahí. Pa' mí, tú no eres nada. Tú tienes la bemba colorada.
Celia will be available everywhere on April 19th, and Angelique Kidjo is in studio, and we're both chair dancing. Welcome.
Thank you.
You can't sit still.
I can't.
You had a really special experience with Celia Cruz when you were a teenager. Can you share that story?
Well, salsa is really big in Africa, and there's no party that could happen without salsa. Half of the people will walk out and say, you don't play salsa, I'm out of here. But for me, growing up and listening to salsa and dancing salsa and joining salsa, it was always linked to the image of men only playing salsa. I never thought that a woman can just whoop your head off with salsa. So here comes Celia going, Asuka on stage. I'm like, huh? Oh, my God, I want to be like her when I grow up. Among the women that really empower me, Celia is up there with Miriam Makeba, Aretha Franklin, Nina Simone, Bella Bello, many, many of the singers. But she was the one that really make me realize at that early age that you can just be who you wanted to be. You can wear whatever you want to wear. And you can just have fun on stage. She was on fire. She was free. It's like a bird that goes, that have really wide wings, that goes across the planet and giving, by every wing swing, giving a little bit of a taste of joy to everyone. And it was, I was mesmerized. And at the same time, my jaw was open. I'm like, eh? Oh, what is this? It looks like a comet. Just go, whoop, bye. And we welcome her very well in Africa. Africa has opened their arms to Celia because her African spirit was there. And people could recognize themselves in everything she embodied on stage. For me, that's where it comes from, that you can be whoever you want and not shy away from your identity to be like somebody else. You can always be yourself and do whatever you want to do and touch people by being yourself.
Was that something you needed when you were a teenager?
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. I needed it big time. Because when I started singing at the age of 6. And then when I turned 12, it started becoming very complicated for me because I would be walking back from school, and suddenly out of nowhere, people would throw stones, spit on me, sand at me, calling me prostitute. Because when you're a girl and you sing, of course you're a prostitute. And if you're a boy, you're doing music, you're a junkie. It's just, there's no middle ground on it. And I remember vividly coming back home from school and bursting into the house, screaming, crying, saying, I don't want to sing anymore. And my mother's mother was there. And then she grabbed me. She thought I was really hurt. And she cleaned me up and she said, what's going on? Stop sobbing and tell me what is going on. And I said, people call me prostitute because I sing. And my grandmother said to me, well, are you? I said, no. And then she said, anyone in this house tell you not to sing? I said, no. Everyone supported you, right? I said, yes. And then she said, I have an advice for you. Whatever you do with it, you better think about this. This is a defining moment for you. You can't please everybody, and everybody can't please you. You can't love everybody, everybody can't love you. as long as what you're doing make you happy and can make other people happy, you will always have people that are jealous, that are hateful. We can't fight that. It's human nature. But it's up to you to decide who you want to listen to, who you want to be. Don't let anyone define who you want to be. Let people talk. Bad is good. Good is good. Just let them talk. Because the day they stop talking about you, it means you're dead.
And that idea of Celia Cruz being a woman who was doing what she needed and doing what she wanted and just living her life and seeing her truth.
Exactly. That's what the word of my grandmother and who bring it to life to make it really relevant to me, it was Celia.
Well, I think we should listen to just a little Celia Cruz just to set the stage.
Yes, yes, please.
Let's listen to a little bit.
Es más bello vivir cantando. Ay, no hay que llorar, que la vida es un carnaval y las peñas se van cantando. Ay, no hay que llorar, que la vida es un carnaval. Es más bello vivir cantando. Ay, no hay que llorar, que la vida es un carnaval y las peñas se va cantando.
Oh, Angelique Kidjo is my guest, impromptu concert.
I love it.
We talked about how personal, she meant to you personally. When you think about Celia Cruz, what do you think her legacy is?
For me, the legacy of Celia Cruz is, in that word, azúcar. In hard time versus good time. And anything we do, if we always try to find out light to balance darkness, we'll be okay. And her profound legacy for me is that she was the artist that bring everybody together, reconcile everybody. Everybody loves Celia. Mm-hmm. With her music and her African roots that she was proud of, she made everybody welcome into her music. Anyone, I mean, Aretha Franklin asked her to open for her at Radio City Hall. And not one person I've spoken to about Celia that's telling me I don't like this woman. Not once. And it's very rare in our business, mm-hmm, to have someone that is so loved, that is so respected. And because she lived and she sing and breathed her truth.
My guest is Angelique Kidjo. Her new album is called Celia. It's a tribute to Celia Cruz. So a part of this is everyone getting a lesson in ethnomusicology. Can you explain for our listeners the intersection, the connection between salsa and African music?
Well, salsa will not exist without the Santeria music. The Santeria, mm-hmm, come with the slave from Africa. And the same thing happened with the Brazilian music. Without the African impact, we won't have Bossa Nova, we won't have Samba, we won't have none of those music. And African music has been at this force center of pretty much every music. In Bach music, you have African music. The Saraband of Bach was the dance of the slave in Panama. Everywhere you turn, African has been at the center for everything. We don't want to recognize it because Africa is far, and people that tell the story of Africa in the darkness of it, or put the dark light on it, is because they have an interest for it to be like that. Because if you start talking about the greatness of the culture of Africa, how do you justify slavery? How do you justify colonization? How do you justify what is still going on in Africa? Africa is the richest continent on the planet. We don't need help for no one. So how come that we have the more poor people on this planet? Because the rich country decided that we're never going to be free, that they started us with slavery, they're going to keep us enslaved in our country and economically in every way, shape, or form. And here comes Celia Cruz with her African roots very strongly in her soul. For me, it's a call that I could not answer to, because the beauty of African culture is above color. is above division. It's about who we are profoundly. There's not one human being that is pure. If our race from the beginning has been hybrid. We have been mixed from the get-go. Before we create nation, before we create anthem, before we have flag, we all were living together without no concept of differences. So for me, that's where salsa come from. Salsa come from the pain through the music that we could express in Santeria music, and also celebrating their own culture, their own gods, their own orishas. That's what gave them and kept them proud of being a human being. Even though the circumstances they were living in, they were being dehumanized. But the only thing that allowed them, everywhere that slaves have been taken to, the culture have allowed them to keep their humanity alive and intact. You have it here in America, the blues, the slaves that make it to America, the drums that they brought with them have been taken away from them because the slaver didn't want that drum that was also an instrument of communication and calling people to be used from field to field and for them not to have control over the slave. But they forgot that we have means or the means to communicate, which is song. That's when you have the blues. And from the blues, you have all the beginning of every music in this country. The blues is the foundation of rock and roll, of jazz, of country music, of all music that exists in this country. So for me, salsa is also the way the Latin people claim their own African identity. And you have the tango also in Argentina. It was African dancing, the milagro, dance before salsa. It was the beginning of tango. So for me, I said, if we want to be oblivious about the reality, about the truth of who we are, it's our choice. But it's always going to come back to you because nature going to always put you in front of who you are. That DNA of Africa is in each one of us. And that's what we celebrate. That's what the music of Santeria celebrate. The music of Celia celebrate the Africanity and the richness of that culture that make us human beings.
Angelique, how did you decide what songs to do?
It was so, the repertoire of Celia, oh my God, it's huge. And I try to focus on what she represents for me. One of the first songs of Celia that I started singing was Kimbara. When Kimbara came in, I was like, what? What is that? And my brother said, oh, you said you can sing everything. Can you sing that? I said, oh, I'll try, definitely. So I started making my own words.
Made up your own lyrics.
Because I don't speak Spanish, man. But I want so badly to sing this song that I'll be singing it. My brother looking at me like, you don't even know what you said. I said, I don't care. I'm going to sing anyway. So for me, Kimbara was not just a song. It was a salute to drum. It was Celia as a percussion player with her voice. For me, Celia Cruz's voice sings, but it's just like beating the batter drum nonstop. And that is something that is unique to her. You have other salsa singers all around the world. They are good too. But Celia is particular in that way. The way that she take the drums and use them as words. And singing. When she's singing Bemba Kola, you hear it. You hear it in every song. Kimbara is just like, Kimbara, 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 Kimbamba, Kimbara, Kimbara. How many people you know how to do that? And you gotta breathe and dance with it. Excuse me? This is no joke. I mean, she was a powerhouse when she started Kimbara. Every party, when I was growing up in Africa, as soon as they get dun ting 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 ting. Before she got opened her mouth to take Kimbara, everybody's on the dance floor. And everybody's, Kimbara, Kimbara, Kimba, Kimbamba, Kimbara, Kimbara, Kimba, Kimbamba. Hey, mama, hey, mama, hey, mama, hey, mama. That's what the signature of the voice of Celia in Africa, everywhere. It's just crazy to see. Because as a child, I didn't even think twice. I'm like, Kimbara is playing, move the way, man. Come on. I can be serving somebody. I say, I put the glass down, I'm dancing right now. So that's for me, Celia. She just make you want to move, make you want to celebrate the moment. And we keep on forgetting that we are always every day thinking, what am I going to do tomorrow? What am I going to do this? We just talk in small things and we let the life pass us by. And Celia is a reminder of every moment that we live have to be celebrated.
Stay present and let's listen to Kimbara.
Yes.
Kimbara kumbara kimba kimbamba, kimbara kumbara kimba kimbamba,
kimbara kumbara kimba kimbamba, kimbara kumbara kimba kimbamba.
Hey mama, hey mama, hey mama, hey mama.
Llamado Bongo, dile que ya voy, que se espere un momentico mientras canto un guaguanco.
I love
dile que no es un desprecio, pues vive en mi corazón. Mi vida es tan solo eso, rumba buena y guaguanco. Hey mama, hey mama.
I love the remixes we're getting. This is fantastic. That's Angelique Kidjo from her album Celia Cruz. That was Angelique live sitting in front of the green microphone. We heard Kimbara from the Celia, which is going to be released on April 19th. Now, you said something. You don't speak Spanish.
No, I don't.
How did you learn the words? Did you learn them phonetically? Did you investigate what they actually mean? Or was this just really about the rhythm?
No, the thing is, I am passionate about languages because the language of people, when people speak languages and you speak a little bit of the language, you understand a little bit the way the brain functions. And you have a better conversation and communication with them. I learned Latin in school, and I learned German and French and English in school, and Greek also, because I was doing literature. So for me, it's not difficult to any Latin-based language. If I start listening to it, I can sing. I can sing in Portuguese, too. So I start learning the song, not phonetically, but reading it. And I start understanding by seeing it. So if I don't understand something, I ask my drummer. My drummer is from Chile. So he would explain to me, you know, this one, you don't pronounce it like that. I really get into the language to the point where it becomes part of me. And people speak Spanish to me, and I understand, but I just have to get myself to speak more because I'm always so afraid to make mistakes that I don't speak, but I understand very well, and I can answer in English. And I think that from now on, I'm already taking my Spanish lesson in Duolingo because I really want to speak Spanish to not only to the public, but also for little children to understand. Because right now, what is going on, we have a lot of children of this world that doesn't understand in the world in which we are living. And what can we give them as a lesson? How can we empower them to be proud of their own culture, to be proud of who they are and not to be bullied around? And speaking the language can allow me to speak to the children in their own way and let them understand that it's okay to be different. It's okay to have a different language. You have to be proud of your culture. You can learn other language, but never forget where you come from. And that's the lesson I learned from Celia, too.
My guest is Angelique Kidjo. On this record, Michelle Indigo Cello's involved?
Absolutely.
How did she get involved?
She got involved because I met her at North Sea Jazz Festival, and I was like, I'm working on Celia Cruz's album. And I was like, she goes, what's Celia Cruz? I said, you know Celia? That's Celia for you right there. I'm like, you want to play? She said, hell yeah. So come on. I want to be on that. That's how we get it.
She's an amazing bass player.
And what I like about Michelle is that she, not only she's an amazing bass player, she's an amazing musician. Because she could have played the bass as a virtuoso, but she understood what I was trying to do. She understood who Celia Cruz was. And the way she played was also her way of paying tribute to Celia.
And Tony Allen.
Oh my God.
Explain the genius of Tony Allen.
I mean, Tony Allen play also on The Remaining Light because I start realizing that a lot of people talk about Afrobeat, but they don't understand where Afrobeat can take them. That Afrobeat is underlining a lot of rhythm in the world, and you can use it anywhere, anywhere. And I wanted him to be part of this narrative, because he was the one that really, he is the Pope of, if we can say that, the Pope of Afrobeat. So I wanted him to be there, not nobody else. I mean, I know other people can play, but on the album, I wanted him on both Remaining Light and Celia Cruz. Because it's important to understand that Afrobeat is a rhythm that have been that existed, that have been made popular by and tweets by Fela. Mm-hmm. So Fela come up with that, and it's just an amazing rhythm that allowed us to go to 6'6", 6'8", 6'5", 4'4", wherever you wanna go. You can just subdivide, and that's what I say to people all the time. Every music clave on this world come from Africa, and that 6'8" clave. Mm-hmm. Is the one that we subdivided in many different ways. It doesn't matter where you take it, it goes and survive in any music.
Could you do a 6'8" for people so they get?
Oh, yeah.
My guess is Angelique Kidjo will have more after a quick break. This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. I'm so pleased to have as my guest Angelique Kidjo. Her new album, Celia, is a tribute to the music and life of Cuban legend Celia Cruz. It's going to be out this week. So I'm curious, your last record was a reimagining of Talking Heads. And I'm curious if you learned anything from working on that experience that you brought to working on this album honoring Celia.
This is funny you ask, because I was doing both parallel.
Parallel? Yeah. Oh, interesting.
I was doing both at the same time, pretty much. I don't know why. Sometimes I'm inspired to do things and I never question my inspiration. Mm-hmm. Because as soon as I start questioning, I just get frozen. I just can't do nothing anymore. I think that the Remaining Light album, it was for me a way of giving back to that song once in a lifetime when I heard in 1983 when I was fleeing the communist dictatorship in my country. For the 10 years that have passed, no music have reached my house anymore. The radio music was banned from anywhere of mm-hmm. the world. The only music we'll hear from morning till the evening, 24/7, was propaganda music. Are you ready for the revolution? The fight continues. You hear that all the time in many different languages.
Wow.
We were forbidden to call our mom and dad. Mom and dad, you have to call them comrade. The house you live in becomes hell on earth because you don't trust anybody anymore. You start a phrase, somebody walked in, you have to shut up because you don't know if the person is a spy. So I fled that uncomfortable jail cell that politician built for us. And I arrived in Paris 3 months after that. I was tagging along with some friends, and we were listening to music. At that time, we were still heavily listening to cassettes. So on the cassette, you don't see what is on. You just listen to the song. And Once in a Lifetime comes in, and I was homesick, really deeply homesick. Mm. And I started dancing. I was feeling happy. At the same time, I was feeling anxious, not understanding why I was feeling that anxiety. But the thing was, the chorus of that song was so vividly African to me that I'm like, I don't understand this language well, but it's sitting well with me. So when I start working on it and I decided that I'm gonna listen to the whole album, it was like a light bulb just go up like this. And from the first song of the Remaining Light album, I was just, it's like somebody take me and sat me there and I couldn't move anymore. And people are telling me, well, how are you going to do that? The words means nothing. I say it means the world to me. Born on the punches, know what it means? It means you're born on the corruption. Mm-hmm. Corruption have been eroding our life since we have this system put in place. And when people say African leaders are corrupted, but it's the club. The corruption money of the African leaders, where does it go? It end up in the banks here. It end up in the shareholder that they are in big companies. I mean, it's just that crazy. And that money that is siphoned out of our life that we cannot use for healthcare, we cannot use for good education, good infrastructure, Everything that can make every single citizen of this world life better is siphoned away by a minority of people. So for me, born on the punches, that's what it comes to me. And then it comes with a proverb, because what I did was I started listening to all the traditional music and finding the proverb that remind me. And it comes in and boom, it works for this. And if I don't have it, I will write it, what it means to me. So that was the same thing I was doing with Celia when I was listening to Celia. Because you have Remaining Light that have anxiety in there. Mm-hmm. And you realize that that album was released in the era of Reagan, where every safety net of social work was taken away, was stripping away from the American people. It was a war, not only war on drug, it was war against American people. And this is the same thing we are feeling right now. So how do you bring some resilience and some joy mm-hmm. into the Remaining Light of 2016-2017? And that's my point, was to bring the resilience and the joy of African people to that album. And doing Celia is the resilience and the joy of African people, but on the other side of the planet, in Cuba. So how for me, it was a bridge. I start mm-hmm. thinking about it as a bridge. Remaining Light, Celia Cruz, and then at the third part of it might be Philip Glass, and then I continue the bridge, building the bridge with different type of music. So that's where I start the whole thing from, thinking about how do we respond to this uncertain time we're living in, and how do we keep our emotional intelligence? That is important. We have technology taking over, can do a lot of stuff, but how do we keep our humanity if we are not compassionate, and if we don't have empathy, if we don't see that if another human being on this planet is suffering and we say silence, we all suffer together. So for me, it's all about that.
It's so interesting you're doing that at the same time. You're going on tour, yes?
Yes, and actually I'm doing a launching party of the album Celia tomorrow at the Standard at Meatpacking District mm-hmm. on the top floor, at Boom Boom, they call the room. And I want people to come and see stripped down band that I have to just start, open up Celia's legacy to people.
Angelique Kidjo, it was a pleasure to have you here today.
We
talked music, we talked politics, we got history.
We got everything.
We got it. We got all of it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's in our DNA. That's how we do it. That's how we roll.
I'm going to go out on the first track. How do you pronounce it on your record?
Kukala.
Kukala. Angelique Kidjo, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is Kukala.
Kukala, 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 Cucala, cucala, cuca, cucala, que ya sabe. Cucala, cucala, cuca, cucala, que ya sale. Esta moderna es un tormento, sabe de todo, no pierda tiempo.
And now to all of its collaboration with the Academy of American Poets and its Poem A Day project. It's the only daily digital poetry series. The Academy invited 12 guest editors to each curate a month of poems in 2019. If you sign up at poets.org, a poem will appear in your inbox every day. And without further ado, here is today's poem.
This is Major Jackson reading Thinking of Frost. I thought by now my reverence would have waned, matured to the temperate silence of the bookish, or revealed how blasé I've grown with age. But the unrestrained joy I feel when the black skein of geese voyages like a dropped string from God, slowly shifting and soaring, when the decayed apples of an orchard amass beneath its trees like Eve's first party. When driving in the road, Vanna whites its crops of corn whose stalks will soon give way to a harvester's blade and turn the land to a man's unruly face, makes me believe I will never soothe the pagan in me, nor exhibit the propriety of the polite. After a few moons, I'm loud this time of year, unseemly as a chevron of honking. I'm fire in the leaves, obstreperous as a New England farmer. I see fear in the eyes of his children. They walk home from school as evening falls like an advancing trickle of bats, the sky pungent as bounty and chimney smoke. I read the scowl below the smiles of parents at my son's soccer game. Their agitation, the figure of wind yellow leaves make of quaking aspens.
If you'd like to have a poem a day in your life, sign up at poets.org.